Max Levchin and their friends founded PayPal in Palo Alto, California. PayPal was created by merging two big online payment companies, Confinity and X.com, after they battled it out for buyers and sellers on eBay. Imagine two heavyweight fighters coming together after a tense showdown. Max Levchin, originally from Ukraine, came to the U.S. at just 16 years old in 1991. He went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, UIUC, where he met Luke Nosek and Scott Bannister, who would later become his partners at PayPal. Together, they kicked off a tech company focused on classified ads for websites. Eventually, Nosek and Bannister moved to California to dive into the booming internet scene, and Levchin joined them later. Peter Thiel didn't stick to law. He jumped into finance, trading derivatives at Credit Suisse. Then, in 1996, he took the plunge into entrepreneurship, founding Thiel Capital, a hedge fund based in a tiny office on Menlo Park's at 3000 prestigious Sand Hill Road. Thiel's first big investment was in a digital startup led by Luke Nosek. Nosek, impressed, introduced Thiel to Max Levchin. Levchin pitched his security program, Secure Pilot, for Palm Pilot devices to Thiel. Thiel's company lent Levchin $100,000 to kickstart his venture. Elon Musk founded X.com for financial services. In the late 1980s, Elon Musk moved from South Africa to Canada and landed an internship at Scotiabank. This experience sparked his belief that innovative companies could challenge traditional banks. After this, Musk pursued further education at Stanford University and, along with his brother, founded Global Link. Renamed Zip2.com, the company revolutionized digital advertising for newspapers. Eventually, Compaq Computer bought Zip2 in 1999 for a whopping $307 million, netting Musk a cool $21 million at just 27 years old. Musk didn't stop there. He had bigger dreams, envisioning an online hub for financial services, from loans to deposits. With an initial investment of $12.5 million, he founded X.com. Despite facing pressure from finance pros to step down as CEO, Musk remained at the helm, determined to make his vision a reality. Levchin developed Confinity alongside PayPal, similar to X.com's model. Levchin needed a CEO for his company, FieldLink. Thiel stepped up to the plate, managing FieldLink by day and his hedge fund by night and on weekends. He brought on Nosek to join the team. Levchin decided to change the company's name to Confinity, combining confidence and infinity. In February 1999, Confinity secured $500,000 in funding, with Thiel contributing $240,000 and Scott Bannister pitching in $100,000. They rolled out Mobile Wallet, a secure digital wallet for Palm Pilot and other handheld devices. In July 1999, Confinity wowed everyone by demonstrating the ability to transfer money from one Palm Pilot to another using infrared technology. They dubbed this service PayPal. By the end of 1999, Nokia Ventures from Silicon Valley had invested $4.5 million in Confinity, recognizing email fund transfers as a promising alternative to infrared transfers. The rise of online payments. In August 1999, Sequoia Capital invested $5 million in X.com stock. X.com, after acquiring a community bank, launched its operations on Thanksgiving in 1999, providing services like distributing checks and offering FDIC-insured debit cards. While neither Confinity nor X.com initially planned to develop an email payment system, they both found success through it. By offering cash bonuses to new users, they saw significant growth. Confinity gave $10 to new PayPal users and $10 for referrals. X.com countered with $20 for new users and $10 for referrals. In May 1999, eBay acquired BillPoint for its transactions but faced integration challenges. By the end of the year, many eBay users switched to PayPal, while others turned to X.com. X.com merged with Confinity in March 2000, raising $100 million pre-slump. Former Intuit CEO Bill Harris's brief stint as CEO and president of X.com lasted only 5 months. However, his impact lingered because he strongly advocated for X.com to merge with Confinity. This merger became official on March 30, 2000, coinciding with the announcement of an additional $100 million in Series C financing for the newly merged company, which retained the X.com name. This timing was crucial for X.com, as shortly after, a significant sell-off of tech stocks marked the end of the dot-com boom. Following the merger, X.com experienced a slowdown in code development and product releases. While its payment service gained traction among new customers, many didn't utilize its other financial services. Confinity's plan to generate interest from PayPal accounts' cash balances didn't yield significant income, while X.com faced substantial credit card transaction fees. The X.com shakeup. Elon Musk and his crew orchestrated quite the shakeup at X.com back in May 2000. It all started when Peter Thiel stepped down as executive vice president. Soon after, Musk gathered X.com folks at Antonio's Nut House, a local hangout, to chat about ousting CEO Bill Harris. Musk and his buddy Levchin threatened to bounce unless Harris hit the road. The board got the message loud and clear, nudging Harris out and installing Musk as the big boss. This whole ordeal, dubbed the Nut House Coup, showcased X.com's disdain for seasoned leadership, opting instead for a fresher approach. With Musk at the helm again and Thiel as chairman, the company shifted gears towards more urgent management tactics. Deadlines became sacred, pushing employees to pull all-nighters and snooze under their desks. While this hustle culture got things done, it also strained personal lives, marriages, and family time for X.com's hardworking team. PayPal cut costs using random deposits for security. Musk drove the creation of a range of X Finance products. X.com started offering a 5% interest rate on savings accounts, one of the highest in the nation. However, most X.com payment service users didn't open savings accounts because they already had savings and checking accounts elsewhere. X.com aimed to decrease the number of PayPal accounts linked to credit cards and increase those linked to bank accounts. The latter cost X.com only a few cents per transaction, while the former cost 2% of the transaction amount. Sanjay Bhargava brought a game-changing idea to X.com after years at Citibank. He saw a way to confirm bank account ownership without relying on costly Visa and MasterCard payments. How? By sending customers tiny deposits, like 35 cents and 7 cents, and turning them into unique codes, like VTHIN507. This simple yet brilliant method made sure X.com knew who they were dealing with. It's like a secret handshake for your bank account, making transactions safer and smoother for everyone. X.com ousted Musk, prioritizing fraud combat and eBay's market share. Musk suggested updating PayPal's coding from Linux to Microsoft, calling it PayPal 2.0, aiming to boost productivity. But top engineers like Levchin resisted. Musk insisted on renaming PayPal X-PayPal, causing frustration among employees who preferred the original name. During Musk's honeymoon in January 2000, Levchin, Thiel, Nosek, and Bannister plotted to replace him as CEO of X.com. Thiel then emailed all employees, announcing Musk's removal as CEO while retaining his position as a director and major shareholder. Musk gracefully accepted the board's decision. Losing the CEO position at Xcom allowed Musk to put more focus on Tesla, his electric car business, and SpaceX, his spaceflight company. His departure deepened a divide within X.com between those who supported Musk and those who didn't. Thiel took over from Musk as the CEO, and X.com shifted its focus away from developing X finance products to instead prioritize reducing fraud losses and increasing its share of eBay payments. Thiel sent an email to employees confirming that PayPal would still be the product and X.com the company, maintaining the dual branding strategy. PayPal pioneered CaptchaUse, Turing test for humans versus computers. PayPal turned security flaws into opportunities, learning from them to fight fraud effectively. By watching how criminals operated, PayPal upgraded its security, setting new standards for the industry. Bots were a constant threat, stealing money through new accounts and bonuses. Engineer David Gosbeck proposed a clever solution, using images to outsmart the bots. This idea stemmed from a 1999 discovery by Carnegie Mellon researchers. Gosbeck and Levchin then worked together to create a system where users had to pick out specific images, known as CAPTCHA. This breakthrough wasn't just about stopping bots. It was about staying one step ahead in the ongoing battle against online threats. Bill Frezza, an intern at Stanford Engineering, collaborated with Levchin to uncover trends in criminal account activity. They pinpointed suspicious patterns such as unusual zip codes, IP addresses, and accounts nearing their transaction limits. These insights were derived from a wealth of data collected from millions of dollars lost due to fraudulent transactions. As PayPal's security system evolved, Thiel noted that Russian criminals adapted by targeting PayPal's competitors. eBay bought PayPal for $1.4 billion 6 months post-IPO. As eBay expanded globally, PayPal rode the wave, spreading its services worldwide. PayPal made it easy for people outside the U.S. to do business with Americans, dealing in dollars. By the end of 2001, PayPal was operating in 200 countries, dealing in 25 different currencies. International transactions made up 17% of PayPal's income. On February 15, 2002, PayPal went public, hitting the stock market with a bang. Its stock price closed at $20.09, soaring 55% from its initial offer of $13 per share. The IPO raised $80.5 million, putting PayPal's value at nearly $1 billion. This made big shots like Thiel, Levchin, and Musk, who held executive positions at PayPal, wealthy on paper. Musk's stake in PayPal, valued at over $100 million, gave him the push to start SpaceX. eBay came knocking with a $1.4 billion acquisition offer on July 7, 2002. The very next day, eBay and PayPal announced the deal, agreeing to keep operating separately. PayPal's path to independence. Under eBay's wing, PayPal blossomed into a financial powerhouse. By 2012, it was responsible for half of eBay's income, a significant leap from just a third in 2007. This growth caught the attention of influential investor Carl Icahn, who believed PayPal could thrive on its own. In 2014, eBay responded to Icahn's calls by announcing plans to separate PayPal into its own company through a second IPO. The split became a reality in July 2015. Ending eBay's 13-year ownership of PayPal. Interestingly, while eBay's market value was valued at over $40 billion, PayPal soared past it with a staggering worth of over $300 billion. Key points. 1. PayPal emerged from the merging of Confinity and X.com, founded by Max Levchin and friends in Palo Alto, California. 2. Peter Thiel transitioned from law to finance, founding Thiel Capital before backing digital startups like PayPal and X.com. 3. Confinity's evolution into PayPal revolutionized online payments, attracting investments from Silicon Valley giants like Sequoia Capital. 4. The Nuthouse coup led by Musk and Levchin reshaped X.com's leadership, emphasizing agility and strategic management tactics. 5. PayPal's pioneering security measures, including CAPTCHA and insights into criminal activity, set industry standards in fraud prevention.